Welcome to Immunology Roundtable. I'm Dr. Victor Roberts, and today we're diving into a topic that's at the heart of our immune system, antigen presentation. It's like the immune system's way of introducing itself to potential threats.
Exactly. And at the center of this process are MHC molecules. Think of them as the name tags that display what's going on inside our cells. They're crucial for T cells to recognize and respond to pathogens.
Right on. It's like a high-stakes game of guess who, where the stakes are our health. If the T cells don't recognize the antigens presented by MHC, they can't mount an effective response.
That's spot on, Caitlin. Understanding how MHC molecules work is essential, not just for basic science, but also for clinical applications. This knowledge can influence everything from vaccine development to organ transplantation.
And let's not forget the genetic diversity of MHC molecules. It's fascinating how this diversity impacts individual immune responses. It's all written in the code, after all.
Absolutely. So, as we explore this topic today, we'll see how these molecules play a pivotal role in keeping us healthy, or sometimes contributing to disease.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of MHC molecules. We'll break down their structure and function, so stick around. All right, let's dive into the structure and function of MHC molecules. These proteins are essential for presenting antigens to T cells, and they come in two main classes, class 1 and class 2. Class 1 MHC molecules are found on nearly all nucleated cells, while class 2 is primarily on professional antigen-presenting cells, like dendritic cells and macrophages.
Right on. Class I molecules present endogenous antigens, meaning they display pieces of proteins that originate from within the cell. This is crucial for detecting infections, especially viral ones. Think of it as a security system that alerts the T cells to intruders hiding inside the cells.
No kidding! And then we have class 2 MHC molecules, which present exogenous antigens. These are bits of pathogens that have been engulfed and processed by the antigen-presenting cells. It's like they're showing off what they found on the outside, giving T cells a heads up about potential threats.
Exactly. This distinction is pivotal for immune, hepatitis, or immune activation. When a T cell recognizes an antigen, presented by an MHC molecule, it triggers a cascade of immune responses. Let's follow the cascade, right?
Absolutely. And the way these molecules are structured is fascinating, too. They have a groove where the antigen binds, and this groove varies between class 1 and class 2-2, allowing them to accommodate different types of peptides. It's like having different sized USB ports for different devices.
That's a great analogy. And this structural diversity is key. It allows our immune system to recognize a vast array of potential pathogens. It's like having a universal remote that can control multiple devices.
Spot on. So, as we discuss MHC molecules, we're really looking at the interface between the immune system and the world of pathogens. This understanding is vital for everything from vaccine design to understanding autoimmune diseases.
Speaking of which, the genetic diversity of MHC molecules plays a significant role in how effectively our immune systems can respond. Let's dig deeper into that next.
So, let's walk through the process of antigen presentation. It all starts with antigen uptake, where antigen-presenting cells, like dendritic cells, capture pathogens. Think of them as the immune system's detectives. They engulf these invaders and break them down into smaller pieces, or peptides.
Right on. This processing is crucial. For class 1 MHC, the peptides are derived from proteins synthesized within the cell, while class 2-2 MHC molecules present peptides from extracellular sources. It's like two different teams working on separate missions, but both aiming to protect the body.
No kidding! Once the peptides are ready, they're loaded onto the MHC molecules. For class 1, this happens in the endoplasmic reticulum, while class 2 molecules get their peptides in specialized compartments called endosomes. It's like each class has its own assembly line.
Exactly. Once the MHC peptide complexes are formed, they travel to the cell surface. This is where the magic happens. T cell receptors on CD8 plus T cells recognize the class 1 complexes, while CD4 plus T cells engage with class 2. It's a classic case of you show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
Spot on. This recognition is critical for activating T cells. When a T cell binds to its specific MHC peptide complex, it triggers a cascade of signals that leads to T cell activation, proliferation, and differentiation. It's like flipping a switch that turns on the immune response.
And let's not forget the importance of co-stimulatory signals. T cells need more than just the peptide MHC interaction to fully activate. It's like needing both the password and a second form of identification to get into a secure building.
Fair point. This multi-step process ensures that T cells are only activated when they truly need to be, preventing unnecessary immune responses. So, as we can see, antigen presentation is a finely tuned mechanism that's essential for a robust immune response.
Speaking of mechanisms, next, we'll dive into the genetics behind MHC diversity and how it shapes our immune responses. Don't go anywhere.
So, let's explore the genetics behind MHC diversity. This diversity is crucial because it allows populations to respond effectively to a wide range of pathogens. MHC genes are highly polymorphic, meaning there are many different variants within the population. It's like having a vast library of instruction manuals for immune responses.
Right on. This genetic variation is essential for immune recognition. Each person inherits a unique set of MHC alleles from their parents, which influences how their immune system recognizes antigens. It's a bit like a genetic lottery, where the winners can mount stronger immune responses.
No kidding! And this polymorphism has real-world implications. For instance, certain MHC alleles are associated with increased susceptibility to autoimmune diseases or infections. It's like having a character in a video game that's stronger against certain enemies, but weaker against others.
Exactly. This is why matching MHC types is so important in transplantation. If the donor and recipient MHC types are too different, the recipient's immune system might reject the transplant. It's a classic case of not all matches are created equal.
Fair point. This mismatch can lead to graft versus host disease, where the transplanted immune cells attack the host's tissues. It's a reminder of how critical it is to understand these genetic factors in clinical settings.
Speaking of clinical implications, MHC diversity also plays a role in vaccine development. By understanding which MHC alleles are prevalent in a population, researchers can tailor vaccines to elicit the best immune responses. It's like customizing a game to fit the player's strengths.
Spot on. So as we see, the genetics of MHC not only shapes individual immune responses, but also has broader implications for public health and disease management. Next up, we'll discuss the clinical relevance of MHC in various contexts. Don't go anywhere. So let's talk about the clinical relevance of MHC molecules. These proteins are at the forefront of many medical scenarios, from organ transplantation to autoimmune diseases. For instance, mismatches in MHC types can lead to organ rejection, which is a significant challenge in transplant medicine.
Right on. When a patient receives an organ transplant, the donor's MHC molecules may be recognized as foreign by the recipient's immune system. This can trigger a response that attacks the transplanted organ, leading to rejection. It's a bit like bringing in a new roommate who doesn't quite fit in with the household.
No kidding! And this is why HLA typing is so crucial before transplants. It helps ensure that the donor and recipient have compatible MHC types, reducing the risk of rejection. It's like finding the perfect puzzle piece to complete the picture.
Exactly. But the implications of MHC diversity don't stop there. In autoimmune diseases, certain MHC alleles can predispose individuals to conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. It's fascinating how a tiny genetic variation can lead to such significant health impacts.
Fair point. This connection between MHC and autoimmune diseases highlights the importance of understanding these molecules in clinical contexts. It's essential for developing targeted therapies and interventions.
Speaking of therapies, MHC molecules are also pivotal in infectious diseases. For example, the effectiveness of vaccines can be influenced by the recipient's MHC types. It's like a game of strategy, where knowing your opponent's strengths can help you win.
Spot on. This is why personalized medicine is gaining traction. By understanding a patient's MHC profile, healthcare providers can tailor treatments to enhance efficacy. So, MHC is not just a molecular curiosity. It's a key player in improving patient outcomes.
Next up, we'll delve into the diagnostic tools used to assess MHC compatibility, which are crucial for successful organ transplantation and managing autoimmune diseases. Stay tuned.
All right, let's dive into the diagnostic tools used for assessing MHC compatibility. One of the most common techniques is HLA typing, which identifies the specific alleles of the human leukocyte antigen system. This is crucial for matching donors and recipients in organ transplantation.
Right on. HLA typing can be performed using various methods, including serological techniques and molecular methods like PCR. It's fascinating how these tests can pinpoint the exact genetic makeup of an individual's MHC molecules, almost like reading a personalized instruction manual for their immune system.
No kidding! And then there's cross-matching, which is another vital test. This involves mixing the recipient's serum with the donor's cells to see if there's any reaction. If the recipient's immune system recognizes the donor cells as foreign, it's a red flag for potential rejection. It's like a compatibility test before a big date.
Exactly. These tests are essential not just for transplants, but also for managing autoimmune diseases. For instance, understanding a patient's MHC profile can help tailor treatments, as certain MHC types are linked to specific autoimmune conditions.
Fair point. It's all about precision medicine these days. By using these diagnostic tools, healthcare providers can make informed decisions that lead to better patient outcomes.
Speaking of outcomes, the advancements in these technologies are impressive. Newer methods like next-generation sequencing are making HLA typing faster and more accurate. It's like upgrading from dial-up to fiber optic internet.
Spot on. These advancements not only improve the efficiency of testing, but also enhance our understanding of how MHC diversity impacts health. So as we can see, diagnostic tools are indispensable in the realm of immunology.
Next up, we'll explore the future directions in MHC research, including its role in cancer immunotherapy and vaccine development. Stick around.
So let's explore the future directions in MHC research. One exciting area is cancer immunotherapy. Researchers are investigating how MHC molecules can be harnessed to improve the immune system's ability to recognize and attack cancer cells. It's like training your immune system to become a better detective in identifying the bad guys.
Right on. By understanding the specific MHC profiles of tumors, scientists can develop personalized therapies that enhance the effectiveness of existing treatments. It's a bit like customizing an app to suit your specific needs, tailoring the immune response to target the unique characteristics of a patient's cancer.
No kidding! And speaking of customization, there's also a lot of buzz around vaccine development. Researchers are looking at how MHC molecules can be used to create more effective vaccines that elicit stronger immune responses. It's like upgrading your software to ensure it runs smoother and faster.
Exactly. This could be particularly impactful in infectious diseases where current vaccines don't provide adequate protection. By leveraging MHC diversity, we can design vaccines that cater to different populations, ensuring broader efficacy.
Fair point. Additionally, the exploration of MHC's role in autoimmunity is gaining traction. Understanding how certain MHC alleles predispose individuals to autoimmune diseases could lead to new preventive strategies or treatments. It's like finding the root cause of a problem before it escalates.
Speaking of problems, the potential for MHC and gene editing technologies like CRISPR is also on the horizon. Imagine being able to modify MHC genes to enhance immune responses or reduce the risk of autoimmune diseases. It's like having a magic wand that can reshape the immune landscape.
Spot on. So, as we can see, the future of MHC research is bright and full of possibilities. It's an exciting time for immunology, and these advancements could lead to groundbreaking therapies that improve patient care.
Next up, we'll wrap things up with a summary and key takeaways from today's discussion. Stay tuned.
All right, let's wrap up today's discussion on MHC molecules and their critical roles in the immune system. We've covered a lot, from the structure and function of MHC molecules to their implications in clinical settings like transplantation and autoimmune diseases. It's clear that understanding these molecules is essential for advancing immunological research and patient care.
Right on. We also explored the diagnostic tools that help assess MHC compatibility, which are vital for successful organ transplants and managing autoimmune conditions. It's fascinating how these tests can guide treatment decisions and improve patient outcomes.
No kidding. Plus, we touched on the exciting future directions in MHC research, including its potential in cancer immunotherapy and vaccine development. It's like opening a treasure chest of possibilities for personalized medicine.
Spot on. Each of these areas emphasizes the importance of MHC in both health and disease. As we continue to unravel the complexities of the immune system, MHC research will undoubtedly lead to innovative solutions for various medical challenges.
So, to sum it all up, MHC molecules are not just a topic for academic discussion, they're at the forefront of medical advancements. Understanding them can lead to breakthroughs in treatment strategies and improve patient care across the board.
Speaking of breakthroughs, we hope today's episode has inspired you to appreciate the intricate dance of the immune system. There's always more to learn, and we're excited to continue this journey with you.
Thanks for tuning in to Immunology Roundtable. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode, where we'll dive into another fascinating topic in immunology. Until next time.